Jess in with you this morning. We're catching up with Upper Huntershire Mayor Morris Collison. Morris, how are you doing this morning?
Very well, Jess. Great to be... Well, it's not great. I'm not in the studio, of course. I'm at home, but unfortunately, I'm not in the studio. But Jess, before we start off, I believe this is the last time we're going to have the opportunity to catch up.
Yes, it is. Word travels fast, Morris.
Yes, it's a little disappointing that you're moving on, but of course, that's the way life is today, and I certainly, on behalf of the show, we wish you all well in your new adventures.
Oh, thank you, Morris. It's really hard to leave the Upper Hunter. I mean, you know how great it is, and it's just such a beautiful place. The people in it are incredible, so it's been awesome being able to catch up with you every week and, you know, talk about all of the issues and get everything across to the local community. So thank you for being a part of the show with me. I really do appreciate it.
No, thank you, Jess. It's been great, and we're certainly going to miss you, but, yeah, your career comes first.
That's it. You'll see me around the traps, Morris. We'll have a beer one day.
That's right.
That's now, last night we had, of course, the monthly council meeting. Now, a few things to chat about. Let's talk about the Hills of Gold wind farm to start with. Now, last night, council, adopted to accept an offer of a voluntary planning agreement for this project. Now, this doesn't mean council is for or against the project, right?
No, that's correct, Jess. I mean, we've got a few issues with that, still with that DA out there, and we're working through. But this is just, it's an agreement that we accept $3,000 per turbine and $5,000 annual to cover administration costs. So what we're saying there, if the wind farm does get up and we haven't got this agreement in place, we may miss out. So it's not saying we're for it, not saying against, but we're certainly for accepting the contribution.
Yeah. So what is the contribution?
The $3,000 per turbine.
Yeah.
And then the $5,000 annually to cover administration costs. So, I mean, it's not massive money, but it's certainly, it's there to get if this project does go ahead.
Yeah. And when are we expecting to get a yay or a nay on this project, do you know?
I'm not over sure, Jess. It's in the hands to be down at the planning offices. So, yeah, council certainly submitted some issues we had. But, of course, I'd imagine that'll be considered.
Yeah. Now, the Hunter Gas Pipeline is another big project that a lot of locals are talking about. And a lot of locals aren't happy that this pipeline is going to be, A, on their private property. So this was discussed at council last night as well.
Yeah, Jess, I mean, this was approved by the Minister of Planning way back in 2009, subject to conditions of consent. But council last night voted to support the pipeline, with the proviso that the pipeline be located on public land to minimise the private land disturbance. So, you know, if they can get a pipeline through in the public land, council would support. But there's still a lot of work to be done there.
Yeah, no, definitely. I know there are a lot of locals right across, you know, not only the Upper Huntershire area, but also the Musselbrook, the Singleton, and even the Liverpool Plains who aren't particularly happy about this project. So do you think there is a good chance that it could get moved to public land rather than staying on private land?
Oh, Jess, it'd be very, very hard. But, I mean, that's what we've said. And we did do a survey to some of our rural landholders, and it was quite clear they have issues.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just one way of saying we're not actually absolutely opposing it, but there's still a lot of work to do.
Have you had conversations with the people behind the project?
We've had a couple of little meetings here and there.
Yeah.
But I'll say I think they've still got a lot of work to do over the time.
Yeah, no, they definitely do. Now, it was a big council meeting last night. You also adopted the delivery program and the operational plan.
Yeah, that was adopted last night. Yes, it's exciting times and a very busy time to get that program in. And may I thank the people out there that put some feedback into our system. I know a lot of people think we don't take it serious. We certainly do take it serious. Mm. But, of course, everything has to be funded. So after getting submissions back in, we went back and amended some of the elements of the program. And, you know, there's some roads there that the public want sealing and stuff. But it all comes down to funding again. And it's a balanced budget, but yeah. we will certainly keep pushing with our politicians on both sides and try and get as much in that budget and much that the community want.
Yeah, exactly right. And lastly, the Resources for Regions program, round 8 of this funding was announced last month, or the month before, I think it was, and Council has allocated their funding to be put towards the Bilroe Sport Complex Master Plan, the White Park Business Plan, Campbell's Corner, Merriwar and Murrumbidgee Transfer Stations, and some roadworks in the Scone Industrial Area.
Yeah, Jess, I mean, it's very important. Like the Bilroes, you've got to have a forward plan, a master plan, and that's not in places good enough. And same with the White Park. And we're trying to distribute this money fairly throughout the Shire. And, I mean, it's great to get that funding, but it's got to be spent and spent wisely.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The Resources for Regions funding bucket is a really good initiative from the state government, I think.
Oh, look, it's great, and as I said before, we certainly need funding, and we won theirs towards roads.
Mm.
It's very clear that a community wants better infrastructure around the road maintenance and et cetera. So it's very important to get that funding, and it's very much appreciated to get it.
Exactly right. Well, plenty going on, Morris. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Hunter Valley Today and for the entire time that you've been Mayor of the Upper Hunter Shire.
Thanks, Jess, and again, all the very, very best.